This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Trade war is too bellicose a phrase for this next story, but it is in no uncertain terms a trade spat, I guess. The U.S. Commerce Department is set to impose new tariffs on sugar from Mexico. American growers complain Mexico is selling its sugar here for less than it costs to produce. That is the definition of dumping. And the U.S. sugar industry does have a track record of getting what it wants. Government protections have kept U.S. sugar more expensive than the world market price for decades now. And yet, consider what happens to the donut makers and gumball producers. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
George Stege says he is the only gumball manufacturer left in the United States. He runs the Ford Gum and Machine Company in upstate New York, and he says his last domestic competitor moved production to Canada more than a decade ago.
Advantages of being in Canada are that they can acquire world sugar at world sugar pricing, which tends to be 40 to 50% lower than what I'm paying. The cost of sugar becomes an insurmountable edge.
He says the newest ruling is just more of the same. John Bagan is an economist at Iowa State University. He looked at how many jobs the U.S. could save, making stuff like candy and baked goods and breakfast cereal, by changing policy to lower the cost of sugar. 15,000 to 20,000. And that's lower than some industry estimates.
But still, I mean, so, you know, 15,000 jobs is nothing to neglect.
Similarly, costs to U.S. consumers from high sugar prices look modest. Bagan pegs them around $3 billion a year for the whole country, which breaks down to about 10 bucks a year per person. That's not enough, he says, to write your senator about. The American Sugar Alliance, however, is a diligent bunch of letter writers.
You have to admire them for their effectiveness.
Philip Hayes is a spokesman for the American Sugar Alliance.
Thank you for saying that the sugar industry is an effective lobby. I would certainly agree with that.
He says they have to be in order to protect their members from sugar growers in other countries who pressure their own governments to protect their interests in much the same way. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.